Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi, this is the bad boy, Joey Janela, and you're listening to the Going In Raw podcast. Joey Janela always goes in.
This is the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, and you are listening to Going In Raw.
Hey everyone, Kenny Omega here. In case you didn't know, we have an awesome kick butt show called Stephen Larson's Going In Raw, and they're going to be supporting AEW every week amongst many other things. Goodbye and smooch, good night, bye-bye.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Available wherever podcasts can be found. And of course, taped live at the Twitch at twitch.tv/Steve and Larson. Quick note before we get started on our Rampage review. Number one, first off, there is a SmackDown review as well. Of course, obviously, both shows are now Friday nights. We are separating them into their own episodes because we know there are some people out there who have no desire to hear us talk about AEW. There's some people out there who have no desire to hear us talk about SmackDown, and we want to respect that. For those of you who want to listen to it all in one batch, I don't know what to tell you. Now that I can tell you, well, it's in two episodes.
Watch one and then watch the other. Just back to back.
We'll put it in the end card, right? Or maybe we'll do like one of those other card things where you can just click on it. I don't know what to do. Anyways.
I don't know. The timing has to be right. It's almost like one of those interviews they do with Team Taz, you know? Where we're answering each other's questions.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Or comments. Anyways, let's talk Rampage. The debut.
Oh, first off, wait, there's a couple more things here. Triple Mania tomorrow. Rampage is great, but the biggest show of the year. Look, I know CM Punk is coming back next week.
Yeah, next week might top Triple Mania, maybe.
No. It's Triple Mania.
Yeah, I know.
Man. It's a huge, huge moment every single year. And this year, just like AAA tries to outdo themselves every year, we're outdoing ourselves this year. The first official live stream of the Church of Friendos, the Church of Joshi, Going In Raw, all in the same spot. A watch along for Triple Mania tomorrow night, 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern. Check it out. Should be a lot of fun. It's going to be a second screen thing. We should, assuming, and I'm pretty sure Lucha Blog said they're going to be streaming it. I've seen other Twitch streams do this with various AAA programs. We're going to be watching it, and we should have a link for you to watch it as well.
Yes.
So, should be tons of fun.
Yes.
If for whatever reason there are no streams that exist, we'll find something else cool to do, man. Maybe we'll have an impromptu.
We'll work something out.
We'll figure it out. We'll do the Smash Zone thing where we just watch a bunch of cool shit.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. Anyways, let's talk Rampage. A really fun hour of wrestling television. The show opened with the Impact Championship match between Christian Cage and Kenny Omega as advertised. Somewhat surprising result. I guess, you know, you asked what I thought from 1 to 10, the likelihood of Christian winning. I said a 4, almost a 50-50 proposition. And it turned out, I should have said a 5 or higher, because he won.
I didn't think it was out of the realm of possibility. I thought a 40% chance was probably spot on. Like, I didn't think it was going to happen. Obviously, everybody here knows how I feel about Christian. That, putting that aside, all that emotion came out in the stream, which is why you guys should be subbing to us on the Twitch or following us on the Twitch, twitch.tv/Steven Larson. But that aside, I watched Impact this week. Mm-hmm. The promo he gave on Impact, I was like, okay. And then I noticed something that Meltzer said in the Observer this week, because Meltzer, I think, generally is pretty tuned into stuff that's going on, especially the AEW kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And because the Mega Champion is currently on an AEW star, his read on the situation was he had felt that there were people behind the scenes at AAA who thought that Andrade might actually pick up that win.
Saw
now,
that, yeah.
I kind of feel like, and I know you're kind of on the same page, when it comes to Impact and AEW, they seem to have an excellent working relationship.
Yeah.
Same thing with AEW and NWA, Impact and NWA. Those three companies are pretty tight. New Japan seems to be getting there, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. They have a good relationship with them. Impact seems to have built some good trust. AEW also.
Yeah.
Triple A just sort of does their thing, right? So if all of a sudden they're like, yeah, nah, we want it on Andrade.
Yeah.
There's really nothing I think that anybody can do about that.
No.
You know?
Yeah. And given the situation. Oh, sorry, go ahead and finish your thought.
I was just gonna say, I wonder if this is any amount of, and I'm not gonna say this in terms of like a spite or anything petty necessarily, but is Tony Khan getting the drop on tomorrow's Triple Mania by doing this with Christian tonight? I wonder when this happened.
I think what it is he probably found out, all right, AAA wants the belt on Andrade. Their belt, what's Tony Khan going to do? He can't argue about that. All right. So rather than just have Kenny lose kind of out of the blue, you have this match with Christian tonight. You start setting up the story of the Elite kind of imploding, because why did Kenny lose? Because the Young Bucks brought a chair into the ring and it backfired. It ended up costing Kenny the match. And so if they start telling a story with it that culminates in, because I mean, going back for a month, if not two, we were debating, because it always kind of seemed like Triple Mania in terms of this Kenny story was the wild card, especially once the match with Andrade was announced. It's like, okay, he could retain, but he just as easily lose that belt. So it was kind of the fulcrum in this whole story about whether Hangman's be the first one to beat him and then the dominoes will fall from there, or will the Elite kind of start to fray at the edges, ultimately unravel, and that all culminates with Paige kicking out of a one-winged angel and beating Kenny for the AEW belt, the last championship Kenny still has.
Everything falls apart, but the last thing he can cling on to,
yes,
is that AEW title. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is interesting. I would not be shocked at all, given, like I just said, Meltzer is pretty plugged in with AEW, if we found out some of the behind-the-scenes stuff in the Observer maybe next week or the week after. Would not shock me at all if that was the case.
Yeah.
So really interesting stuff. Christian, a hell of a way to open up Impact. He did have a really great promo on this week's Impact, where he talked up his history. He says, you know, that was the place I went where they allowed me to really explore being a main eventer, being a champion, battling for titles, and I couldn't do that anywhere else. WWE, even though he was pretty heavily decorated in WWE.
Oh yeah, Hall of Fame caliber wrestler in WWE for sure.
Well, some people say that, they'd be wrong.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that, and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
But for him to talk that way about Impact, I was like, okay, This totally could happen. Possible. Makes Scott DeMore look like an absolute genius, by the way.
Yeah.
An absolute genius. So, yeah, interesting stuff. I fully expect Andrade to pick up that title.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's another thing, too, is if Andrade winning at Triple Mania was a given, no way around it, has to happen. So now they can go one of two ways now with the Impact belts, that Impact AEW. They can obviously, Christian won tonight. He could either just keep the belts, build him up, and then, you know, because it's all about someone from Impact has to bring those titles back home to Impact. I know, as you mentioned with Christian's promo, he tried to make it seem like Impact is kind of my home. You know, it's the place that gave me a shot that no one else would. But at a certain point, someone in Impact has to get those titles back.
Yeah.
Whether it's Josh Alexander, Moose, whoever. So either they go that route, or now after Triple Mania this weekend, Keddie drops the belt to Andrade, the Mega Championship. Maybe it All Out. It's title for title. Kenny wins, because Kenny's winning it All Out.
Yeah, he totally is, yeah.
If he's facing Christian, and then maybe they put the belts back on Kenny, the Impact titles, and then they carry on with the story they were going to tell anyways. They just try to craft a little mini story about why Kenny had to lose the AAA title.
It's a decent scenario. I'm doubtful that's going to be the case. I think that Christian, given his history in TNA, you know, given that the Forbidden Door is wide open, he has a limited number of matches in AEW anyways. You know, and the way Impact's schedule is, as we've seen with Kenny, Christian could just be there for 3 days and have an entire quarter filmed, basically, or 2 months anyways. So it wouldn't shock me if they just said, hey, you know, here's a change of scenery. Christian gets the title. You know, he can be featured on both shows. But I think this is going to be the beginning of the end for Kenny. I think after this weekend, he'll be down to that one last title.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we'll go from there. Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty interesting stuff. It'd be weird for them to do sort of a flip-flop thing, given that tonight wasn't all the titles on the line. Although, I mean, yeah, they could write that. I kind of just see this. Number one, you and I both observed Kenny Omega's state recently. And I don't know when the Hangman thing is going to happen. I know that apparently his wife is set to, she's due around All Out. The following pay-per-view is Revolution. No, it's Full Gear.
Full Gear, November 5th. It's the first weekend of November, I believe. I would not be surprised if it, or maybe it's the second week. It's whatever Veterans Day weekend.
Oh, you're thinking it was going to be the New York show.
I think it's going to be the New York show, yeah.
Yeah. Boy, that'd be huge. Daniel Bryan there and Brian Daniels. I got to start calling Brian Daniels.
I know.
But yeah, I felt like Rampage, I think that it's just going to be
six. Sorry, Full Gear's November 6th. Sorry,
it's a smart move to, and who knows? I hope it does last, and I suspect it will last. I feel like Rampage, we're going to be doing this for a while. I think that, you know, number one, I had a great time on the watch along. Thanks everybody for coming out. We blasted past an important sub goal of ours. It's really awesome. You guys are the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I do, I really enjoyed the watch along tonight. The 2 hours of SmackDown and the 1 hour of Rampage really did sort of breeze by. SmackDown was pretty decent tonight, too.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
But yeah, it does feel like Tony Khan, and he's said this for a while, you know, I want that third hour of programming, but obviously the dude knows. He's pretty damn savvy. He knows that a 3 hour block of the same program just doesn't work.
Too much.
And so if you got your 2 hours on Wednesday, people circle back for the last hour on Friday. You can break up the stories. You can, you know, you're doing it live. I think Rampage as sort of a third hour of their main core programming seems to be the thing that it's going to, that's going to be the way going forward.
Yeah.
And I think it worked out really well.
Yeah. And I think it was an important step tonight to make it feel consequential from the very beginning. You know,
They did the same thing on Thunder too.
Yeah. No, I know, but they got to carry on with it, you know?
You know what's funny though is that I actually went back and I watched the first episode of Thunder, and the first like 10, 15 minutes is recaps. It was not, it even from the beginning, like they had like some, you know, the main event was probably like, I forgot what the main event was, but it was probably a couple of big names. But it was pretty soon that they started
I remember. It was the obvious B show.
It turned into like the Norman Smiley main event show pretty quickly.
But if with Rampage, if it's a compliment to Dynamite, you know, there's stories that carry over. You get the main eventers on Rampage having matches involved in segments. Make it feel like, well, there's not an obvious A and B show. They're just all part of the same universe telling the same stories.
Yeah.
You know, so long as Rampage doesn't occupy a space between Dynamite and like Dark or Elevation.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know, as long as Rampage feels it's on the same level as Dynamite, you know, this people are going to want to tune in because people want to tune into Dynamite.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at how much they pack into a Dynamite. It's a lot. That show moves. There's times I'm like, God, I wish I'd hit a commercial so I could rest up a little bit.
Yeah.
It goes by. They pack so much in. So this is going to let things breathe a little bit.
Yeah. You know? And also on Dynamite, half the commercial breaks are picture in picture.
Yeah. So they really pack a ton.
You have to be able to step away quickly, but you can't, you know, take the full 2 minutes to go and stretch because sometimes something happens.
Stretch. Yeah, I know. Exactly. Yeah.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Anyways, let's hop right into it. Show opened up, as we mentioned, Impact title match, or Impact and TNA title match. Mm-hmm. Christian Cage, the challenger, taking on the champion, Kenny Omega.
First half of this was just chop heavy.
Yeah.
Kenny was chopping the living crap.
Kenny is an underrated chopper.
Got big hands.
He's got huge hands.
He's got big, big hands.
It's one of the keys to being a solid chopper, I think, is having... You got that surface area, you know, to apply to chest meat for quality chops.
Yeah. So we got the sequence here. Looks like on the second page of your notes, where Cage hits a Scorpion Death Drop, reverse DDT, gets two at that. He looks for a spear. Instead, he runs right into a V trigger.
Yeah.
These V triggers were great.
Yeah.
So Kenny follows up with a power bomb, another V trigger, that gets a two. Cage avoids a V trigger, hits a spear, that gets him a two. Kenny hits a Snapdragon, then another goes for another V trigger. Christian's able to evade that. He snaps Kenny's neck against the top rope. Cage hits a frog splash, that only gets him a two. At that point, Callis gets up on the apron and distracts the living crap out of the ref.
Ever.
Hebner's kid, right?
Yeah.
So he's up there for days and days. Let's see here. Sorry. Okay. Kenny hits a low blow on Christian. He waves out
the Young Bucks. Yeah.
The Bucks, they come out with a chair. They give him the chair. He tries to go for a one winged angel on it. The ref is still being distracted at this point. Christian escapes the one winged angel, hits a kill switch on the chair. And this was a brutal sell from Kenny. This was amazing.
He planted himself on that
and
chair.
And I'm sitting there like, this is it. That there's no way he's kicking out of a kill switch on a chair. Look at that. He killed himself.
I know.
And sure enough, that got three for Christian Cage. So he wins the Impact title. Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy come out to celebrate with Christian as he holds up. And it was both. It was the unified. TNA World Championship off eBay and the proper Impact World title.
Correct.
So there you go. Good match. Just a really terrific
match. It was
match.
A really good match. Maybe Christian will get his 5-star match. After that, Mark Henry interviews Christian, asks how Christian feels. Christian says, I feel great. This bubbly is cool, but it's hot tonight in Pittsburgh. He said he was going to take Kenny's titles, and he was going to start with the Impact belts. He starts putting over Kenny. He's as tough as they say he is. He says beating Kenny for the Impact titles was hard. It's going to be even harder to beat him for the AEW titles, but I'm in his head now. He knows I can beat him. And he says that's going to happen at All Out.
We shall see, Christian Cage. After that, we had a Fuego del Sol video package. Of course, this match he had against Miro was, if he won it, he got the contract. And the ref had the contract in hand.
In hand, yeah.
Ready to go if Fuego was able to take down the Redeemer. And he did what he could before the bell even hits. Fuego hits Miro, and
DDT
really sort of
before the bell. Yeah, yeah,
with yeah, the sorry. Yeah with the
my,
DDT.
My notes aren't that great here.
No, it was fine. We're doing a bunch of stuff. This is what you guys can expect. Because I'm not taking notes on Rampage. I thought he gave him like a whatever. It's like
he hits a DDT before the bell, and then the ref calls for the bell. Fuego hits a diving tornado DDT off the top.
Okay, yeah.
And Miro rolls out of the ring, barely beats a 10 count, gets in. Fuego hits another tornado DDT, gets a 2 count. He goes up top looking for another diving tornado DDT. Miro catches him, hits it's him like with 2K. A Samoan drop. Hits a Machka kick, locks on, game over. Fuego taps out immediately, and then Miro grabs the contract, rips it up, holds the belt like up to the heavens, and then takes his leave. We go to commercial, and then we come back from commercial, and Fuego's just getting off the mat.
Yeah,
it was a hell of a job selling that. It was great.
Yeah.
So he's getting up off the mat. Sammy and Tony Khan walk out to the stage. You know what's happening as soon as this happens.
Oh man, yeah.
Tony Khan gives Sammy a contract. It's obviously a contract and a mic, and he walks down the ring and he goes, Fuego, I know you're like 1 in 50, but who cares? Because the people love you. A lot of the guys in the locker room love you. You're my best friend. So Tony Khan thought it was only right that I come out and tell you that you, Fuego del Sol, are all elite. And you could tell this was a complete shoot.
This looked real as can be, and I think you're probably right. I think it probably was. This was, you know, you love to see this kind of stuff. You know, dude killing himself. He's 39, I think it said. Now he's 1 in 40 or whatever.
Yeah.
But he's really gotten himself over, and it's being celebrated and it's
rewarded.
Being rewarded. So this was a really special moment.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. After that, we had Sting and Darby Allin hanging out in the rafters. We got a video package for the first dance. I swear, man, I thought when they were doing the text showing up, I thought for sure they were going to say it was going to be like,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, but WWE had more of a CM Punk tease tonight than AEW did.
Yeah, we all know it's coming, though.
In advance of the main event, we had a split screen interview with Red Velvet and Britt Baker, conducted by Mark Henry himself. Red says Dynamite was just a preview of what she's going to do tonight. She's going to ruin Britt's night again. And Brett says he didn't ruin anything because it doesn't rain in Brittsburg. If Red wanted to stir shit up, take it somewhere else. This is my city and I'm going to do it with a broken wrist.
Yep. And then we had our main event. Early on, Red Velvet's going after Britt's broken wrist. During the commercial break, however, Britt's pretty much dominating until we come out of the break. Red Velvet hits a neck breaker, goes back after Britt's arm. Velvet goes for her finish. Britt escapes that, hits a swinging neck breaker, gets her a 2 count, rolls her up, another 2. She's looking for lockjaw. Red Velvet rolls through for a pin. Britt kicks out. Red Velvet starts working over Britt's arm again, takes off her brace. Rebel gets on the apron, and Red Velvet chucks the brace at her. Britt rolls up Red Velvet, gets a 2. And for some reason, Rebel got back on the apron. Ref tosses her, and then Britt walks into a super kick. Red Velvet follows with a moonsault, gets a 2 count there. Britt hits the last shot, not what NXT calls the last shot, but what Adam Cole used to do.
Yeah, the original last.
Ring
it's
of
a
Honor,
signature.
Yes.
It's like a signature now.
Yeah, NXT, yeah. So that gets her a 2. She hit the curb stomp, gets another 2 there. She slaps Red Velvet. Red Velvet catches it, puts her in Rings of Saturn, and then she's looking for lockjaw.
For her own lockjaw, yeah.
So Britt gets near the ropes. Red Velvet rolls them back towards the middle of the ring. In the process of doing that, Britt transitions, so she's trying to get lockjaw on Red Velvet, but she can't, you know, lock it on properly because of her wrist. And Red Velvet starts slamming her broken arm on the mat, and then Britt really smoothly just transitions to the opposite side, puts lockjaw on that way. Red Velvet taps, and then afterwards, Britt hits another neck breaker on Red Velvet, sets up for a curb stomp on the title. Chris Statlander, who is sitting ringside, comes in to break that up, and then Jamie Hayter runs in to fend off Chris Statlander, and she helps Britt out. Britt hits a stomp on Red Velvet on the belt. I know Britt said she was going to bring in some more help. Looks like Jamie Hayter is that help.
Yeah. I mean, hats off to AEW for making a big moment out of somebody that will probably end up justifying it tonight it's like the whole credit. I'm sorry myself. I was like, wait, who's that? Because I've only seen her a couple times. Mm-hmm. Cool moment for her. And yeah, they're setting up her new bodyguard. So that's good stuff. I have a couple questions here on the Patreon. If anybody in our Twitch chat sure. wants to ask some questions, by the way, quick note here on the Patreon, patreon.com/Steven Larson. Our highest numbers yet for this week's wrestler for the Numbers Don't Lie, HBK Shawn Michaels. Every week via the Patreon and Friendo Club TV exclusive, we look at another wrestler using math, science, numbers, and we use the Friendos to help out as well.
Yes.
You want more info? Check it out. Patreon.com/
Wow, Steven Larson. Wow, this is interesting. While we're talking Numbers Don't Lie, for our $10 and up patrons on our Patreon, we put a poll up so they can select who we talk about next week.
Yeah.
The options are Booker T, John Cena, Kevin Nash. Steve, take a guess. Who's leading the poll right now?
The fact that you said it was surprising, I'd say Booker T.
It's Kevin Nash. It's actually John Cena has the fewest number of votes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I like. I like putting it up for the Friendos because you never know what they're going to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can vote. So every week we put up three names to do this show on. And the $10 and up patrons get to vote on who gets chosen. So cool stuff. David Matushek, considering there's only 1 hour of Rampage per week, how long do you think this format will last?
Our format or AEW doing the show this way?
I would say the answer would be the same. A while.
Okay. Okay.
I think like if the question is how long is Rampage going to do this, or how long is AEW going to do Rampage like this?
For the foreseeable future, for sure.
And yeah, indefinitely. How long are we going to do this? Same success this week, you know.
Yeah, and I think next week's probably going to be an enormous success.
It's going to be a massive, massive success next week. Let's see here.
I got one here from Scott Hawks. He dropped a sub here 14 months and says, Jamie Hayter is an absolute star. Delighted she's joined the women's roster.
Awesome.
That's she's had great. A couple matches in AEW, and I thought yes. she was pretty good. So
I remember the first match, I remember being impressed because I didn't know anything about her. Thomas Austin Jr. We sort of already answered this, but how serious do you take Rampage compared to Dynamite and the other shows? I think it's just a continuation compliment to Dynamite. It's heads and tails, obviously, above Dark and Elevation. Like Dark and Elevation, it's meant to be their developmental. That's more what it's less, sort of meant to do. Yeah. And you pad your stats there as well.
Project CMR 205 Live concept to change following it losing the war to Rampage. Now only super heavyweights are allowed in the show. Yeah, it's Josh Briggs and Joe Gacy have a match on there tonight.
I heard that that they're gonna make exceptions to the weight limit on 205 Live.
They should just rebrand the darn show.
Rebrand the damn show. It's so easy.
I don't know why they don't do that. It's not like it's I mean, I'm sure people like 205 Live. I really liked 205 Live in the early days.
It's not what it was.
I didn't keep up with it because there was so much turnover on the roster. I don't know who watches it now. Just rebrand the show.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
Let's see here. Wizard of Smoke says, in my opinion, the most improved player in AEW is Britt Baker. Who is your most improved in AEW? I think the thing about Britt Baker is that I think that she always had it. I just think that she's definitely the person who they brought the most out of.
Yeah.
You know? I think that that's a good one. Most improved in AEW? Ew. I don't know.
I feel like there should be something.
For me, I think it's Sammy. I think Sammy's come the longest way. Yeah,
that's a good answer.
From when AEW started to now.
If you watch the first match on Dynamite, which was Sammy versus Cody Rhodes, it's kind of hard to believe that's the same Sammy Guevara.
That's
because
a good point.
The confidence he brings with himself to the ring just wasn't there before.
Just like watching him tonight, just do something as simple as
tell his best friend he's got a contract. I know.
Yeah, like it's just he owns it now, you know. I mean, going out there in front of that many people, he didn't have a lot of experience doing that specific, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah,
on TV of all things.
Tronin says Rampage had 1 minute more of in-ring wrestling than all of SmackDown tonight.
That would not shock me.
No, because there's only two pretty short talking segments on Rampage. Everything else was wrestling.
Yeah. Let's see here. Steve Klein, what would you name the pay-per-view where all promotion titles are on the line? So in WWE, you got Clash of Champions, where generally I think they put all the titles on the line.
I'll say this. Assuming Ring of Honor is involved, just call it All In. Mm. Every company is in. They're all in.
I really like the concept. I think that Rob Zerver's point that he made to me once about that is, I wonder if they want to stay away from that name.
That's entirely possible.
Because of that first thing. But that's a great idea. If it's all the AEW titles on the line, what is there another like old school NWA, WCW pay-per-view they could...
like Super Clash or something like that?
Yeah, Super Clash. There you go. That's more of like a Forbidden Door type thing, though, isn't it? They had like a bunch of different promotions.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see here. Moses opposes. Do you see them combining the Impact / TNA belts, or should Christian defend them individually? I don't think he should defend them individually. I think they should probably combine it into one good-looking belt.
Yeah. Specificity is dead. No one can convince me that Adam Page isn't winning the AEW belt at the New York Stadium Dynamite. It seems highly likely. Highly likely.
Yeah. Lance Hansford, should AEW add more yearly pay-per-views, or is four enough?
Four is plenty. Plenty. I like the special Dynamites. Four is perfect.
I think four is perfect. I think four is great because they do those special Dynamites.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could add one. Maybe you could add. Maybe go to five. Go to five.
Soprano says, I've been waiting almost 2 years for this return from Hayter. I've been following her since Stardom.
That's awesome. That's my favorite thing. Is when you can follow somebody, track their career all the way up. That is awesome. You guys got to check out more. Check out all the indie wrestling you possibly can, because mm-hmm. you'll see that. So like you and I, we went to see that Supreme Pro Wrestling show. Will Hobbs was there, you know, and then he shows up on Dynamo or AEW. It's like, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we see that guy? And I went back and looked at like videotape from that. I was like, hey, look, it's Hobbs. He's like way smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Church says, imagine being a Laps fan, flipping through the channels and seeing a new promotion having Christian win the Impact World title off a guy named the Belt Collector. It would instantly make you want to see what the hell is going on.
If you're a Laps fan, 100%. Here we go. Johnny F. Cliche says, AEW owns the rights to Battle of the Belts show name from the 80s.
Hmm.
So there you go.
There you go. Rosie Knight with Statlander next up and Hayter returning. What do you think the story will be for the women's title? Second question, now that Kenny's been pinned, will Christian do it at All Out? No, Kenny's winning it All Out.
Kenny's 100% winning it All Out. Alvatron. So with that new Murphy vignette, do you think they'll have him debut on Rampage as well to keep the surprises going?
Could be. Could be.
Dude, they're looking to get that buzz every single week. Yep. And you got to think, hopefully it's going to make WWE try to do the same thing, you know? It's like it's going to kick them in the ass and at least they'll put in some effort. Are we going to get some effort, Larson, from WWE?
Who knows?
Tonight's SmackDown was pretty
good. Yeah, I thought SmackDown tonight was fine.
Yeah.
Joe Jarez, do you think there'll be any CM Punk chants on SmackDown next Friday? I don't know.
There haven't been any. No, that's not true.
There was at the Chicago Raw. There was CM Punk
at the Chicago Raw. Yeah, it does. See, here's the thing. They can. Doesn't matter. You know, lower the volume on them and pipe in some audio from 2015 where people are randomly chanting "Fight Forever."
Yeah.
Dark Shadow 6 says, somebody link the channel that is streaming AAA tomorrow. Yeah, we're gonna do that tomorrow when we actually have it.
Yep. Correct.
Yeah. Anyways, that's going to do it for our Rampage review. Twitch chat, stick around. We're going to review SmackDown. Watch our viewership go. So stick around for that. If you are listening to this in the audio realm, that will be on a separate audio podcast. Leave us a rating, review, or comment. That Please. Really helps us. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. Really goes a long way towards growing. Going in Raw. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find
people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.